Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this Thrifty Thursday edition of Walking in His Word.
It's always, Pastor Aaron, a thrifty, thankful Thursday.
Got to have that thankfulness in there. And guys, we're going to be rocking and rolling today. We are getting towards the end of a great message that Pastor Tim is bringing to us this week, kind of wrapping up, putting a nice bow, if you will, on this message series that he's been doing about the seven churches in the book of Revelation. And of course, this week we are talking about the church in Philadelphia.
Is Cornerstone Church the Philadelphia church? I mean, we hope we are.
We hope we are.
I bet
it's the church we want to be.
I mean, if people out there listening, you go to church, chances are you think you're the Philadelphia church. I mean,
yeah.
Right?
That's what we're all striving to be.
I agree. And he's going to mention something specific about the Philadelphia church today. He's going to say the Philadelphia church walks through open doors.
Right.
That's one of the characteristics that they're praised for.
Yeah. So
there was these open doors set before them, and they walked through them. Years ago, Pastor Aaron, I did a study. I was doing some message preparation, and I found this study that out, and it talked about how God speaks to us in different ways. And one of the ways God will speak to his people is through open doors.
Wow, that's good.
And you can actually identify that God will speaks to you differently than he speaks to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
After doing that study, I noticed something that I had felt like God, that's kind of how God speaks to me a lot of times is here's a door.
Right.
Here's a door. And that's actually how he uses the Philadelphia church too. He doesn't do that with every church.
Right.
But he had offered these open doors to the Philadelphia church and they walked through them.
Yeah, that's
right. They
walked
through them. But it was an interesting study figuring out how God actually speaks to us in different kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great message today.
That's going to be really good today. Let's get to it.
You know what? When God is opening doors for you to share the gospel, for you to witness your faith, when God opens up doors or opportunities of ministry and he says, now, just step through it. Step through it. And sometimes you think yourself out of it. Well, then, you know, no, that won't work, and I'm not sure how to do that, and you just think it to death, and next thing you know, the opportunity is no longer there. But when doors open, you step through those doors. How important it is to do that. Only God can open up these type of doors. And I think it's Colossians, he says, a door of faith was open to the Gentiles. A door of faith was open to the Gentiles. That's interesting, isn't it? That tells me that faith comes from the Lord, that it's a door of faith that God opens. And, you know, if God didn't open up that door of faith to the Gentiles, those Gentiles weren't going to have faith. They weren't going to get saved. But God opened up that door of faith. And next thing you know, the Apostle Paul's his ministry is extending to Gentiles in the city of Colossae, and these Gentiles are now believing on the Lord. Well, why are they believing on the Lord now? Because God opened up that door of faith to them. It's supernatural when somebody gets saved. Supernatural. I love that. Lydia was she in Philippi? And Paul went down by the riverside where there's a little prayer meeting there, and these women were there, and they're praying, and the Bible says he ministered the gospel, and whose heart the Lord opened. Whose heart the Lord opened. Well, your heart is like, has a door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, if any man will open. Whose heart the Lord opened. So the Lord opened up Lydia's heart. The Lord opened up a door of faith. He's telling this Philadelphia church, I've set before you an open door. And we need to, as God's people, always need to have our eyes open to doors that God is opening. You know, well, he gave me an opportunity, an open door to witness, to share my faith, to establish this work. We as a church need to be aware of these open doors. Easter's coming. We need to step through open doors, don't we? We need to step through open doors. God sets them before you. He opens these doors. Next thing you know, you're talking, and it's just marvelous. Not everybody's heart is open. We understand that. But there will be some out there that will be. Let's see. It says, no one can shut it. I set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. That's because Jesus has the key of David. He's Lord of lords and King of kings over his kingdom. He has the key. He has the authority. He has the power. And if he's opening a door, that's amazing, isn't it? No one can shut it. No one can shut an opportunity, an evangelistic opportunity that the Lord sets before you. Nobody can shut it. Now, you might refuse to walk through it, but the devil can't shut it. People can't shut it. No one can shut it, the Bible says. He says you have a little strength, and Philadelphia was a small church with the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. When you are little in your own eyes, that is when you are filled with God's strength. So he says, you have a little strength, my power. It's like a faith, like a mustard seed. If all you have is just faith, it doesn't have to be great faith. Just exercise that faith. If you have the Holy Spirit, just lean on him. Just receive from him. Go forth in that power, that strength. And you might say, man, it's not much, but it's more than enough. If God has set before you an open door, it's more than enough. He'll give you the victory. You know, I say, man, I'm just so aware of my weaknesses. Well, Paul talks about that. We glory in our weaknesses because when we are weak, he is strong. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, you have a little strength. I've set before you an open door. He says, you've kept my word. And you keep his word by walking through the open doors. You keep his word by obeying it. You keep his word by preaching it. Paul told Timothy, who pastored the church at Ephesus for a time, back when it was a big church of about 100,000 people, and he was a young pastor, he tells him in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, preach the word. And he tells him to do this because there's coming time when they will not endure sound doctrine. That's 1 Timothy 4, 3. But will, because they have itching ears, heap up for themselves teachers. So he tells them, preach the word. That's what churches are to do. We are to hold fast the word. Pastors are to preach that word. We are to earnestly contend for the faith, which is the body of truth. He says, time is coming when they will not endure sound doctrine. In what way does sound doctrine need to be endured? In what way does sound doctrine need to be endured? So you get the sound doctrine is teaching. You get the sound doctrine, the truth of God's word taught to you. And the Bible says there'll come a time when people will no longer endure sound doctrine. What I think that means is that there's in the heart of man is that we want to hear some new thing, right? We want to hear some new thing. And we want to move off of what we would say the basics, the elementary teachings. I've heard that before. And we want the deeper things. The deeper things. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. And certainly we need to be able to develop some spiritual teach so you can start receiving the meat of the word. But there is a danger where you no longer endure sound doctrine so that you open up your heart to false teaching or heresies that you somehow find more interesting or captivating than the truth, than the real thing. And that's what it means when it says they will not endure sound doctrine. It's like on Mars Hill in the books of Acts where they sat around and they always wanted to hear some new thing. Some new thing, some new thing, some new thing. Gnosticism, the early form of heresy, believed in secret knowledge, that the truly spiritual had this secret knowledge that opened up the deeper things of God. And it was heresy because it led them into wrong teachings on Jesus Christ. You know, like this Good Friday and Easter is coming. So on Good Friday, I want you to endure sound doctrine. We're going to talk about the cross, the blood, the death, what he did at the cross, how we're sinners, how he must suffer and die. And on Resurrection Sunday, we're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead.
At the beginning of the message today, Pastor Tim was talking about this idea of sometimes God will put an open door before us. And Pastor, like you had mentioned that, you know, that's often how God will kind of guide us and direct us in life, is he'll just put an open door in front of us. But Pastor Tim talks about this idea that sometimes God will put an open door in front of us. Like maybe it's even an opportunity that we've been praying for.
Yeah.
But we can think ourselves out of it.
Yes. Yeah.
We can get inside of our head. We can talk ourselves out of this idea. Say, this open door. There's an opportunity. There's a new job. There's a promotion. There's a ministry opportunity. Whatever that open door is, you can fill in the blank. It could be something so easy as a conversation started and you had a great opportunity to bring Jesus into the conversation and maybe you didn't.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's so many areas that we can talk ourselves out of it. But I don't want to be somebody who's constantly talking myself out of an open door that God put in front of me.
Yes.
So maybe, Pastor Luke, could you give us maybe some tips or ideas, I don't know, some things that you do or things that we can apply so that we aren't just talking ourselves out of open doors all the time?
I think the thing to realize is you hesitate to walk through the open door because you're not quite sure if it's the Lord.
That's really good.
You're just not quite sure, right?
Yeah.
This is the only thing you can do is you have to test it.
Yeah.
You have to walk through it to find out what's on the other side.
That's so good.
And that's happened to me many times. If you feel like this, there's an open door set before you, walk through it.
Yeah.
It's a risk at first,
but
you got to go. And then on the other side, what's the fruit? I feel for me, Pastor Aaron, you're probably the exact same way when it comes to when you are leading church on a Wednesday night for those youth.
Yeah.
You feel God drop things in your spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you don't say it.
Yeah.
And there's lots of reasons to that. You're insecure about it. You're unsure about it. You almost even at times are just so busy.
Yep.
You didn't write it down and then it slipped your mind and you're like, oh, man, oh, no. And other times, Lord drops things in your spirit and you're like, really, Lord? And you just say it and do it and then see the fruit from that. And you're like, okay, that was the Lord.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And you start to get used to how the Lord speaks to you.
Yep.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to test it. You got to go through it. Obviously, it needs to line up with the Word of God. But, you know, if you feel like there's an open door to talk to somebody about Jesus—
mm-hmm.
That obviously lines up with the Word of God. And so I just want to encourage everybody to be bold. If you have an opportunity and you're wondering, test it, step through it, begin to walk it out, and watch what God is going to do in your life. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
We're running out of time today. We're going to wrap this up, but we're going to continue this message, actually kind of conclude this message tomorrow morning.
Oh,
it's going to be Friday.
Friday morning?
It's going to be an awesome Friday morning.
I can't wait, Pastor Aaron.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.